Climate change poses significant risks to the global community, with storms, floods, and wildfire causing substantial economic losses. The United Nations says Africa faces severe climate-related challenges, including drought, desertification, and increasing cyclones leading to displacement, migration, and food crisis. The UN estimates that damage and loss in Africa caused by climate change are between $290 billion and $440 billion this decade, depending on the degree of warming. Speaking in Nairobi, Kenya's President William Ruto says Africa should see the climate crisis as an opportunity for investment in the continent.
We have the carbon sinks that serves the world, cleans our environment, acts as sequestration of carbon that is produced by others. But we get nothing for it. It's not anywhere in our balance sheet. And that is why we are not here to catalogue grievances and list problems. We are here to scrutinize ideas, assess perspectives, so that we can unlock solutions.
The summit aims to address the increasing exposure to climate change and its associated costs, both globally and particularly in Africa. The United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, says a carbon market is needed more than ever as a tool to fight climate change.
We think Africa can benefit and the Global South can benefit only if the carbon market grows. It's got to grow. You heard a mention of about 121 million. This market has to become a market in the billions in order to work effectively. And for that, we need to ensure the environmental integrity of this market. This is critical, not only to protect the climate, but also to create a thriving market.
During the event on Monday, hundreds of people joined the climate activists in Nairobi to protest their lack of inclusion at the summit. Dean Bebe is a climate activist. He says pressure is mounting on Africa to develop cleaner energy alternatives than the world's big polluters, but they lack funds to do so.
Africa Climate Summit has closed the space to civil society, particularly taking an inclusive approach to actually including us in the processes of setting the agenda. How then do we rely on a global North entity to try and set an agenda for the African people without any context or lived experience? And that's what we mean by how the conference has been fundamentally hijacked. Then how can we genuinely say that this Africa Climate Summit has the agenda for Africa and a reflection of Africa's needs?
President Ruto says climate action is not a global North issue or a global South issue. He says everyone needs to come together to find common global solutions.
Conversation of North versus South must come to an end. Who did what is not a conversation that we have the luxury to engage in. Because when the apocalypse happens, it will happen for all of us, for the entire humanity.
This year's Africa Climate Week focuses on energy system and industry. That includes urban and rural areas, infrastructure and transport, as well as land and ocean, and the effects of climate on health, livelihoods, and economies. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Africa is extremely affected by the global temperature's rise and is projected to experience escalating physical climate risks.
Passion and determination of young people around the world is responsible for much of the climate action that we have seen. You are what climate leadership looks like. At the Africa Climate Summit in Nairobi, I will be urging all leaders to act. And I ask you to turn up the volume in calling for change.
The UN says African governments have limited ability to respond to the climate crisis due to debt distress and economic shocks. Reporting for VOA's Daybreak Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in Sacramento, California.